St. Ignatius of Antioch. St. Ignatius, the God-bearer, lived in the first century Antioch. Our Lord took a child and set him among the disciples, saying, "Whosoever shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." This child was Ignatius. He was later a disciple of the apostle St. John the Theologian, together with Polycarp, the bishop of Smyrna. As bishop, St. Ignatius was the first to introduce antiphonal singing, in which two choirs alternate. He encouraged people to honor and obey their bishops. We should regard the bishop as we would the Lord himself. St. Ignatius refused the Emperor Trajan's insistence that he offer sacrifice to idols. After a long and difficult journey, St. Ignatius joyously reached Rome as a prisoner, where in 106 AD the lions tore him to pieces and devoured him. He appeared many times from the other world and worked wonders, helping to this day all who call on him for help. His relics were taken from Antioch to the church of the Holy Higher Martyr Clement in Rome in the year 540. St. Ignatius of Antioch is commemorated on December the 20th.